Welcome to the practice of Yoga Nidra. So the first part of the practice is to get really comfortable, making sure that you're warm enough, because as you go into deep relaxation, your body temperature will naturally drop. So placing extra clothes or blankets on top of you so you can be really warm. Making sure you're supported by cushions, pillows, whatever you need to make sure that you are really, really comfortable. And when you've settled into your chosen position, either laying on your back or laying on your side, feeling the contact points with the ground beneath you, allowing gravity to settle you down into the ground, and allowing that support that the Mother Earth offers to come up to greet your body. And knowing that during this practice there is no need for any physical movement. So whilst the mind may trace the pathways of the body can remain still and takes deep rest. If the urge to move does arise, simply be with it, turn towards it. It will probably pass. If it keeps reoccurring, it may be that you do need to move, in which case, position yourself as you need to and then settle back into stillness as soon as you can. Ideally, we really lend ourselves to this stillness, resting into a complete restful posture. So from here, once you're settled, knowing the shape of the room and knowing the space in which you're lying, and once again returning to those contact points with the floor, allowing your body to really drop into those contact points now. And feeling how the breath naturally flows through the body, the natural rise and fall of the breath, no pushing and no holding back, allowing the breath to move as naturally as it can do. And as you settle down into the Yoga Nidra practice, knowing that it will be the sound vibrations that take us down into the practice, and it will be the sound vibrations that welcome you back to wakefulness at the end of the practice. If it helps you, you can let your out breaths out with a long humming sound so that the resonance can really come through the body and help to settle you deeper and deeper into rest. Alternatively, just allowing the sounds to wash over you. So as you continue to settle into this practice of Yoga Nidra, allowing your mind and body to come into one stream of awareness, and let that awareness be simply, I am practicing Yoga Nidra. I am practicing Yoga Nidra. I am practicing Yoga Nidra. Allowing this to be the form of awareness throughout the practice. And so returning to the natural rise and fall of the breath, and tuning into your heart center, your heart's own wisdom. If your heart had a voice today, what may be the sankalpa that it would set for you? So turning towards this wisdom now, and it may arise more in a feeling, or it may arise in the form of words. However it's arising, turning towards it consciously now. And knowing that sankalpa is like a seed planted into the fertile soil of your awareness, where it will no doubt start to nourish you. So now taking your attention down to the right foot and feeling your right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe and little toe, the sole of the right foot, the arch of the right foot, the right heel, the top of the right foot, the whole right foot. Be aware of right ankle and shin and calf, the knee and the back of the knee, the thigh and the back of the thigh, the right buttock and the whole right leg. Shining the light of your awareness on the right hip, the right side of the waist, the right ribs, right side of chest, armpit and shoulder, the whole right side of your torso. And then becoming aware of right upper arm, elbow, forearm, wrist to the right hand, the right hand thumb, pointing finger, middle finger, second finger and little finger, the palm of the right hand, the back of the right hand, the whole right hand, the whole right arm, the whole right side all the way through. And then shining your awareness down to your left foot, feeling left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe and little toe, the sole of the left foot, the arch of the left foot, the left heel, the top of the left foot, the whole left foot. Becoming aware of left ankle, calf and shin, the knee and the back of the knee, the thigh and the back of the thigh, the left buttock and the whole left leg. Shining your awareness on left hip, left side of the waist, left ribs, left side of the chest, armpit and shoulder, the whole left side of the torso. Feeling the left upper arm, elbow, forearm, wrist to the left hand. Feeling left hand thumb, pointing finger, middle finger, second finger, little finger, the palm of the left hand, the back of the left hand, the whole left hand, the whole left arm, the whole left side all the way through. And now bringing your attention all the way back down to the heels and tracing the back of the body, so up the backs of the calves, backs of the knees, backs of the thighs, to the buttocks, to the base of the spine, tracing the curve of the lower back, the middle back, the upper back and shoulder blades, to the base of the neck, the curve to the nape of the neck, and feeling the whole back surface of your torso. From here, putting your awareness in the back of the head, the crown of the head, the space across the brow, the right eyebrow and left eyebrow, right eye and left eye, right eyelashes and left eyelashes, the right ear and the left ear, right cheek, left cheek, the bridge of the nose, the right nostril and left nostril, top lip, bottom lip, to the chin, to the whole face and head. Shining your awareness now on the front of the throat, the collarbones, the right collarbone and the left collarbone, the breastbone, the right side of chest and left side of chest, right side ribs and left side ribs, the belly center, pubic bones and the pelvic floor and the whole front surface of the torso. And then tracing your awareness back down the fronts of the thighs, knees, shins, back to the tops of the feet, the tips of the toes. And then feeling the whole right side, foot, leg, hip, side, right arm, right side of the head and face, the whole right side all together. And then bringing your awareness to your left side, the foot, leg, hip, left side of the torso, left arm, left side of the face and head, the whole left side, and both sides together. Feeling the whole front side of the body, the whole back side of the body, and both sides together. And then feeling your whole body, your whole body, your whole body. And reminding yourself, I am practicing yoga nidra. I am practicing yoga nidra. I am practicing yoga nidra. And from here now, invoking in the body a feeling of heaviness, as if you could sink an imprint of yourself into the floor, so, so heavy. And then conversely, can you invoke a feeling of lightness in the body, as if you could hover just above the floor, light as a feather. And then holding the possibility of both of these polarities simultaneously, so sinking deeply with your next exhale. And as the inhale comes, invoking that feeling of lightness, sinking heavy with the exhale and light on the inhale. Heavy and light. And then letting these two polarities go. And then invoking in the body a feeling of coolness, like the silver of the moon shining down on the body, cool light shimmering down to fingertips and toe tips, cold in the body. And then conversely, can you invoke a feeling of warmth in the body, like the golden light of the sun shining down on you, radiating down through to the fingertips and all the way down to the toe tips, warmth in the body. And then once again, can you hold these two polarities simultaneously? So the cool silver of moon and then the warmth, golden sun. The cool silver of moon and then the warm golden sun. The moon and the sun. And then letting these two polarities go. And then placing your attention right in the center of the chest, the heart center, and placing a star, leaving it to twinkle there. Allowing your awareness to dive in through this star and going deeply inwards to your heart center, your heart's own wisdom. And then conversely, can you allow that star to shine out with abundance into the world? And then once again, diving into your own heart center, turning inwards towards yourself. And then conversely, shining out into the world with abundance. And continuing to hold these polarities, both the inward awareness and the outward awareness simultaneously. And then letting these two polarities go, but staying with your heart center and returning to the natural flow of your breath, the rise and fall of the breath, no pushing, no holding back. And as you feel the breath moving, tuning in now to the natural cyclical wisdom of each breath cycle. So the beginning of your inhale is like spring. And as you move to the fullness of the inhale, we reach summer. As the exhale appears, we fall down into autumn, and autumn empties fully down into winter. Winter makes way for spring. As the inhale reaches its fullness, it's summer. As the exhale appears, we fall into autumn, and autumn empties down into winter. And following it again, spring through to summer, exhaling autumn down to winter, inhaling spring through to summer, exhaling autumn down to winter. And following the next 9 breath cycles, counting down from 9 to 1. If you lose track of the counts, don't worry, you can start again. But being with your next 9 breath cycles. And then wherever you've got to with the counts, letting those go now. Once again, feeling your whole body being supported by the earth beneath you. And as you do so, reminding yourself, I have been practicing Yoga Nidra. I have been practicing Yoga Nidra. Yoga Nidra has been the form of the practice. And now tuning back into that heart center. And if you had a sankalpa at the beginning of the practice, be that in word or feeling, returning to it now. If it was in words, repeating it to yourself in past tense, as if it's already happened. And knowing that that sankalpa has nourished you here and that it will continue to nourish you as you go about the rest of your day or evening. So now as we journey towards the end of this Yoga Nidra practice, the sound vibrations will come back in as an invitation to start the journey back up to a normal waking state of awareness. So this practice of Yoga Nidra has now come to an end. So take your time, bring in the sounds that you hear around you. Having a stretch, gradually waking yourself up to a normal waking state of awareness.